Major depressive disorder is a mood disorder that causes feelings of extreme sadness and low mood, and can reduce the sufferer's ability to function normally. The defining symptoms of a major depressive disorder include depressed mood most of the day, nearly every day, feeling sad, empty or hopeless, and loss of interest in activities that previously brought joy. Depression is considered episodic. Its symptoms are typically present at their full magnitude for a period of time, then gradually reduce. Around 50% of people who experience an episode will go on to have another in the future, and the more a person has, the likelihood of them having another episode increases. Behavioral characteristics of depression. Difficulty falling asleep or sleeping too much. Psychomotor agitation, noticeably fidgety and jittery, or psychomotor retardation, talking and moving slowly. Significant weight gain / loss or significant increase / decrease in appetite. Fatigue or loss of energy. Emotional characteristics of depression. Sustained and extreme sadness. Feelings of worthlessness. Experience of extreme guilt. Cognitive characteristics of depression. Difficulty concentrating and indecisiveness. Suicidal ideation, thoughts of death, not just fear of dying, thinking about or planning suicide, or making an actual suicide attempt. Poor self-esteem. Major depressive disorder is a serious and incapacitating condition that can have a devastating effect on the quality of one's life. The person suffering from this disorder lives a profoundly miserable existence that often results in unavailability for work or education, abandonment of promising careers, and lost wages. Occasionally, the condition requires hospitalization. Major depressive disorder also takes a toll on health and is a risk factor for the development of heart disease. Neurological and physiological evidence. Depression is linked to abnormal activity in several regions of the brain, including those important in assessing the emotional significance of stimuli and experiencing emotions, amygdala, and in regulating and controlling emotions, prefrontal cortex. Researchers have also found that depressed individuals have abnormally high levels of the stress hormone cortisol. High levels of cortisol is a risk factor for future depression. It is likely that high cortisol levels have a causal effect on depression.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!